For folks who don't know, tell us about the Koperg Foundation.
Yeah, so the Koperg Foundation is the Colorado Public Interest Research Group Foundation. And we are a group that, during the election season, do an awesome project called the New Voters Project, getting as many people to register to vote and get them out voting as possible.
Specifically targeting folks who are not already registered or haven't voted in the past.
Yeah, so that's the idea behind the New Voters Project, is to get as many people newly registered and then newly voting. Registering to vote is super easy, but people often don't know how to do it. And so we're just trying to make that easier for people.
What's significant about back to school? A lot of first-time voters eligible out there, you might find?
Yeah, absolutely. The Koperg Foundation focus is on college campuses. And the reason for that is that young people are often one of the biggest demographics that aren't voting. It's not necessarily that they don't want to. A lot of the times it's just that they don't know how to.
And when you say how to vote, you don't mean what to vote for, but how to actually place their vote.
Right, of course. So we're a nonpartisan group. We don't care how you vote. We just want you to do it. You know, democracy is super important. And one of the ways to have a healthy, functioning democracy is having as many people voting as possible. We just want you to stand up and have a voice.
You had a chance to get up to the Colorado Mountain College campus with the beautiful views.
Yeah.
What was your take on the setting of that campus up there?
Man, it is so beautiful. From basically every point that looks towards Mount Soberus, they all have like huge windows there and just beautiful greens that look out into the mountains.
What did you learn about students while doing this work?
Many students are already registered to vote, but may be registered in another part of Colorado across the state. And they really should be registered in the place that they live and they receive mail. And that is significant because as of the 2014 elections, Colorado does mail-in ballots. So everyone who is registered to vote will get a ballot in the mail and will be responsible for either mailing it in or dropping it off somewhere. So if you're not at your address to receive that ballot, the Secretary of State won't know that you're not getting your ballot in the mail. So one of the biggest things for me was just making sure that I asked students, you know, not just are you registered to vote, but are you registered to vote at your current address? And that goes for anyone in Colorado. You want to make sure you get that ballot in the mail. You want to make sure you're making it as easy as possible for yourself to be able to vote.
George Killian, organizer with Koperg Foundation. Thanks for stopping by, Katie and Kay.
Thank you.